Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Now, your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Yes, I've got the crud, and we're just going to deal with it. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. I've got some things I want to share with you today. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you with grateful hearts, your children, Father, who are so thankful for all the gifts and the blessings that you've given us. And more importantly, the love that you bestow upon us. Your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father. Father, I ask you for healing, physical healing. It's something going on today, and Rudy's got it, and my husband's got it. We just pray that you will heal our bodies, Father, and bring us back to great health. But, Father, more importantly, I ask for your healing hand upon this nation. May we, your children, awaken and come back to you. Father, may we, your children, be your witnesses. Protect us, Father. We ask for your protection, your new guidance, and your wisdom, and the discernment, Father, to see through all the lies and the rhetoric and just all the hubbub that distracts us. May we see the truth, even if it's ugly. May we see the truth. Father, for such a time as this, I believe you have placed me right here for CSC Talk Radio. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. I want you to stop a moment and think. Maybe get a piece of scrap paper out or something and write down how many conservative groups, nonprofits, can you think of? These groups who are keeping watch over our legislators and keeping us informed. I'm thinking of the Heritage Foundation. It's been around a long time. And what about Judicial Watch? They do a great deal of talking and suing. Political PACs are popping up everywhere. When you go to their websites, and I've tried to go to their websites because I want to interview somebody from that PAC. And the only contact info is for you to join and leave a donation. There's no phone number. Sometimes there's an address, but most of the times not. Now, I'm not saying that I don't like or approve of these organizations, but I'm beginning to question, what have they been doing? We are in such a fix now. We know the 2020 election needed questioned. We know that the pandemic mandates are infringements upon our liberties. We know that they're hurting our children. We know that they are unconstitutional. These nonprofit organizations, foundations, associations bring in a lot of money. Are they doing their job? They employ a huge number of people. Did you know that? They travel hither and yonder. But are they doing their job? In fact, many of their speakers get paid pretty well. The nonprofit organizations bring a great deal of money from the American people with promises of guarding and informing. There are new ones every day. They want free interviews. They will ask to be on the air here. Because they're doing a good job. But many of them who ask have never even listened to CSE Talk Radio. I've been a sucker for this numerous of times because I know what it feels like to believe you're doing something you believe strongly in and maybe feel called to do. But when do we stop and realize they grow in stature on the political arena, But the American people's liberty continues to just slip away. It's partly, maybe mostly, our own fault. It isn't up to someone else to protect our liberty. It's up to you. It's up to me. Liberty is always in the hands of the people. What if, instead of having hundreds, maybe thousands of non-profit conservative organizations, we had one huge one? Since we cannot trust our media in this country, should we not be able to look at these organizations for truth? Now, I have a reason that this has stirred my heart this morning, and I'm going to share it with you. And it's an article, and I do not begrudge this man at all. Here are some more of those conservative groups, by the way. I tried to Google some to see what they were. This is all the American Conservative Union, the ACU, the American Family Association, Americans for Prosperity, Citizens United, Conservative Caucus, Eagle Forum. And I like many of these. I love the Eagle Forum. Family Research Council, Freedom Watch, Freedom Works, and the Heritage Foundation. But a Newsmax article this morning is talking about the president, but it's actually him talking, the president of the Heritage Foundation, President Roberts. The most important policy objectives, the Heritage Foundation has to take America back and restore the nation to its standards of truth and goodness. And that includes a focus not only on politics, but on a state of education in the United States, Kevin Roberts says. We have to recognize that the most important policy objective we have in the United States, what all of you in the Trump administration were working on so nobly, is to take this country back, to restore its institutions to truth and goodness. Now, this was an interview he was doing with Dr. Gorka. I think everything begins with education, he says. And whether we measure American students' reading ability, their mathematical ability, almost any achievement in any subject or area, ever since we started the U.S. Department of Education, education achievement has gone down. Well, of course it has, because we put it in the hands of government. Our government-funded schools have become agents of teaching that ideology, so if ever Americans are ready to wake up to the threat that's posed by our own schools. He says, I acknowledge with our friends in the movement think about anyone or anything that's in D.C. conservatives. Sometimes when our side is in power, we don't do anything. We don't do enough to be courageous. I just want to disabuse everyone of the notion that heritage might be part of that. Our colleagues here are fighting for you. Your audience, he says to Gorka every single day. If they've been fighting every single day, how did this all happen? All these thousands of conservative groups have been fighting for us. Judicial Watch, Freedom Watch, they're all watching it. And they do lawsuits. How come Peter Schweitzer can find out all this evidence and nothing gets done with it? Nothing. Rudy, it just sits there. He sells a book. But we know this nation is crumbling, and we know it started in D.C. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. But these conservative groups, he says they're not a part of that. Well, they've been around a long time. I remember when they were against fracking. I remember when they were for free trade. I remember when they were against Trump. What is it that's going on? It's time we the people took this nation back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we'll be right back.
Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot hearts, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338. You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Have you ever checked to see how many minerals are in the nutritional products that you take? Not many if they come from fruits and vegetables that do not average more than 12 minerals due to mineral depletion in topsoil. Minerals are the key to good health and longevity, and you need lots of them. A product called Immuno 150 is only $49.95 for a month's supply, and it has 70 plant minerals and 80 other nutrients. There is nothing like it on the market. Now, more than ever, you need to supercharge your immune system, and to do that, you need at least 60 minerals every day. Immuno 150 has more than 70 minerals. Visit Immuno150.com, that is Immuno150.com, or call 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Excuse me. Well, you know, this deal with the conservative organizations, I'm really not against them, but I am questioning. You know, I shake his hand, Roberts, but where's the Heritage Foundation been when all this was taking place? You know, these organizations, and there's tons of them. I mean, tons of them. They write op-eds. They go speak on Fox and Newsmax and all these others. They put on high dollar conferences that you, who are members, have to pay a lot of money to go to. But what do they get done? The fight for liberty is becoming more intense all the time. What are they getting done? Well, the truth is, they are not bad, but it really is up to the people. And if you stop and think what all we've been through in the last, since Trump was elected, where were these conservative groups? Why weren't they fighting for him? Maybe they were. Maybe they were writing op-eds. I don't know. But Trump has made a statement, and I'm sure this is going to make everybody go, but he says there's an effort right now to change election rules. They want to take the power away from the VP for the election rules. Former President Donald Trump asserted on Sunday that former Vice President Mike Pence could have sent electoral votes from disputed states back to their state legislators. thereby overturning the 2020 presidential election. I don't know that it would have really overturned it. I think maybe that's a poor choice of words, but he's a smarter guy than me. I think what it meant, what he had the power to do, is reject it as it was, send it back and tell them, get this straightened out. Or maybe it was to reject them because they didn't get it straightened out, because they had plenty of time to get it straightened out. Trump asked, if the vice president had absolutely no right to change the presidential election results in the Senate, despite fraud and many other irregularities, how come the Democrats and rhino Republicans, like wacky Susan Collins, he always has to throw that in there, are desperately trying to pass legislation that will not allow the vice president to change the results of the election. Now there's some Democrat from California, his name's Zoe Lofgren, told the NPR that this is a statute that's over 100 years old. It has ancient language that may not be as clear as we'd want, and we are now observing the potential of threats to the orderly running of elections and a political running of elections in the future. It's a threat. It's a threat. It was put there for checks and balances. We no longer have separation of powers, my friends. Trump stated, actually, what they are saying is Mike Pence did have the right to change that outcome, and they now want to take that right away. Unfortunately, he did not exercise that power. He could have overturned the election. When Nancy staged that day, the insurrection she likes to scream about. But the insurrection, my dear friends, as I have said many, many times, it happened a long time ago. And when you have people in the Democrat Party standing up and saying, we're going to fundamentally change America, that's your insurrection right there. They don't have the right to change America. They're representing you. Is that what you want? Do you want your representatives, your senators, to fundamentally change the Constitution of the United States? To remove the separation of powers? The checks and balances, which they've already done, and Anthony Antisa will be with us again Thursday. Is that what we want? I don't think the majority of Americans do. I think the majority of Americans are seeing what fundamentally change means. We've got some news articles that I think will show you the stupidity of the left, the woke folk. But where was the Heritage Foundation? Where was Judicial Watch? Where were all of these organizations that you send money to when that election was stolen? I didn't hear a peep. Now, I didn't read everything. I don't go to their websites all the time. But what happened? What happened to the guards that were supposed to keep that from happening? Arizona Governor Ducey says that the cartels are shaping southern borders and southern border policy. It's not Kamala and it's not Joey. It's the cartel. It says Arizona Governor Doug Ducey on Sunday said Mexican cartels are shaping the Biden administration's immigration policy along the southern border, and also suggested that there is a direct correlation between the crime facing several U.S. cities and the influx of unchecked migrants. And I put, duh. And then, of course, later down there, he said the same thing. Duh, of course that's what's doing it. Now, let me explain something. According to our Constitution, the only people that can make law is Congress. All the immigration laws that we have were made by Congress. Some of them been there a while, so maybe Nancy Pelosi put them there, because she's pretty old. Joe Biden's job is not to write laws, not to interpret laws. His job is to enforce the laws that have been passed by Congress. Joe Biden and Kamala, they're in defiance of their job as President and Vice President of the United States. And this country is suffering greatly. It is suffering greatly. Well, I'm going to go back to something else here. Here it is. I just got this before I went on the air. Dozens of firearms have been stolen. You know, we're back to train robberies, right? I like to watch the old westerns. But these train robberies, these are nasty. I mean nasty. The latest train robbery in the city of Los Angeles. Let's see. Who's governor of California?
Some Democrat.
And who's one of their representatives? Nancy Pelosi. All right. So, they took guns. Now, Biden is he's getting ready to write some kind of a deal about gun control, because he's sick and tired of those guns shooting those cops in the back. He's sick and tired of it. So we're going to remove the guns. You know, when I was watching a cowboy show last night, he didn't kill everybody with a gun. One of them, he just, with a knife, got a knife in the back. And he was gone. That's just gross. But anyway, this is written by Eric Lindrum. He says, the vast majority of the 82 stolen weapons remain unrecovered. He says, I've got 24 years of LAPD, ex-military, secret clearance, and I have to wait 10 days to get a new firearm. And these guys are going into these containers, no locks on these containers, and getting guns. These guns are unguarded, unprotected. God knows how many guns have been stolen that way. Now, let's talk about that just a minute. Why? Why are these unlocked and unprotected? That kind of goes back to memory about something. What was that called? Fast and Furious? Is it on purpose? Is it on purpose that they are allowing this to happen? Why are those unlocked containers unlocked? So they can just break in. Don't even have to break. Just open the door, grab whatever you want, and go. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, because there's some people complaining. And they're pretty woke, and I'm thinking they deserve it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. 800-218-6440. That's 800-218-6440.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I want to go back to the train robberies. It says here that other recent train robberies. I don't know if you've seen these pictures on TV, but I mean, this is disgusting. It's just, everything is just laid out all over the place. It's just terrible. It says the train robberies in Los Angeles have seen the theft of nearly 100 delivery packages. Now, I would have thought it'd been a lot more than that. And some of America's biggest delivery companies, including Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, the railroad companies have publicly pleaded with Los Angeles authorities, including District Attorney George Gascon of California, he's a Democrat, to crack down on crime in Los Angeles, claiming that his policies have been too soft on criminals and their sentences. Yeah, because, you know, in the eyes of the left, this is what they want. They want to destroy and disrupt your life. And these companies, Amazon, FedEx, and UPS, are all woke companies. Standing with the left. So maybe they're getting what they deserve. But you're not. You're not. Well, now here's an example of how these elected officials just out and out lie to get your votes. Now, this woman is a representative from the 8th District in the state of Washington. Her name is Kim Schreier. And she promised when she was running that she would not take any money from Nancy Pelosi, and she was going to help get Nancy Pelosi out of there. And instead, she took $33,000 from Nancy Pelosi, and she voted for Speaker of the House twice. What do you think, folks? Did she lie? Just 10 days after her 2018 election, Schreier signed a letter that endorsed Pelosi for Speaker and praised the California Democrats' effective leadership. Schreier went on to accept $2,000 campaign contributions from Pelosi. Just 3 months into her congressional tenure, and has since taken $31,000 from the House Speaker. Schreier's decision to cozy up to Pelosi as a congresswoman, despite her campaign rhetoric, would be exploited by Republicans as they look to unseat the two-term incumbent and take control of the House in November. Now, if you're from the state of Washington and you listen to this Kim Schreier and her lies, perhaps you should change your mind. Schreier campaign did not return a request for comment. This is from, I can't remember which article that was from. A Washington Post, I think. Spotify. Spotify's been under a lot of heat because they're allowing Joe Rogan, who had COVID, who overcame COVID, who used ivermectin, and everybody's angry with him. I guess they'd have been better off. They'd have been happier if he'd have died. Because that's the way the left is. They're so ugly. They just want you to die. And so they've taken a lot of heat. You know, Neil Young said, I'm going to go if you don't take him off. And so he left. They didn't take Joe Rogan off. Let me tell you something. Joe Rogan makes a little more money for him than Neil Young. And it is about money. Just ask Schreier. She'll tell you it's about money. And power. So this is coming from Newsmax. And Spotify says, we have had rules in place for many years. But admittedly, we haven't been transparent around the policies that guide our content more broadly. Spotify's chief executive officer, Daniel Ek, I guess, E-K, he wrote this in a blog. This in turn led to questions around their application to serious issues, including COVID-19. It says the rules forbid dangerous, deceptive, sensitive, and illegal content, including anything that advocates or glorifies serious physical harm, deceptive content, interferes with an election, or infringes on a copyright, according to Bloomberg. Spotify is trying to bring an end to the bitter criticism from a number of users and musicians without causing a strain with its most popular and profitable podcaster. The rules forbid dangerous, deceptive, sensitive, and illegal content, including anything that advocates or glorifies serious physical harm. Deceptive content interferes with election or infringes on a copyright. Now, that is their guideline. Those who are pushing the false narratives, the falsehoods of the medications, monoclonal medications to fight COVID, they are harming American people, and they're the ones that need to be censored. It's wrong that they would hold these medications from people with COVID. It's wrong. You know, they've done a lot of censoring of the right. You can't At the very beginning, you couldn't say not ivermectin, it was hydroxychloroquine. And they forged a false story claiming Donald Trump was the reason this man and his wife took hydroxychloroquine from a tank, fish tank. And all along, it was the woman that was killing her husband. It was a murder. Had nothing to do with Donald Trump. But did they retract it? Did they take it back? Did they apologize? No. Our news media needs to be censored. They're full of propaganda and lies. And I have often wondered, I know we've got Newsmax, I know we've got Fox, I know we've got OAN, I know we've got RBN. Is that RSBN? But my friends, even they are getting censored. OAN's being kicked off of places. Have you wondered why? Why? Epic Times was censored at the beginning of the pandemic. Have you wondered why? They censor something because they don't want you to know something. It's not because they're protecting you from lies. They're keeping the truth from you. It's amazing to me how much we've put up with and how far downhill we have gone. In just these 2 years, not even quite 2 years, a year and a couple of days, with Biden. He's a joke. If you watched Mark Levin last night, he was telling everybody, you own this. You did this. But you know, they don't care because they're the rich, the elite, and they don't care. The news media, on all sides of the news media, not a one of them lost a paycheck during the pandemic. Not a one of them. We were never in this together. Never. So I started out talking about the conservative organizations, nonprofit organizations. They're very wealthy, most of them. There may be some that are not. But what are they doing? I mean, kudos to Roberts, now the president of the Heritage Foundation, that he wants to make right the Department of Education and children's education. This thing's been going downhill for a long time. Remember Ronald Reagan? We love Ronald Reagan. He said he'd do away with the Department of Education, and under him, under his presidency, it got bigger. It's a problem. It's a big problem. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BETHANN. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BETHANN, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BETHANN. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com, or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BETHANN and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I don't know how many of you saw the rally last Saturday when President Trump was in Texas. It was a huge, huge, huge crowd. Once again, the man has a following. And part of that bothers me a little bit. They were showing I told my husband, I said, they're getting about as bad as the Super Bowl shows start early in the morning and then go until the Super Bowl begins. And that's the way they're covering these rallies for President Donald Trump. One thing I'm going to complain about, and I don't know who was responsible for it, but they had a flag, a U.S. flag, and it had Donald Trump's picture on it. Now, I remember the conservatives getting all angry when somebody did that with Obama. And let me tell you, it's wrong on both counts. We should not be worshiping Donald Trump. He is a figure, a large man, taking the hits for the people. But we should not be putting his face on our flag. And then he got up and spoke. There was lots of speakers before him. I didn't get to hear them all. They don't always play because they think it's more important for me to listen to the commentators and the hosts there. And President Donald Trump talked about many, many things like he always does. Cracks a few jokes. But when he ended it, he read the story. It was a song of the lady and the snake. Now, if you'll recall, several years ago, I did that.
and I wrote about it. Now, it was a song when I was a teenager, and I liked it then, and I like it now. But it talks about, and I'm not going to read it to you. One, I can't find my article. Two, because it's too long. But the woman was walking, and she was on her way to work. It was a cold day, kind of like what it's going to be here on Wednesday, Thursday. And she saw a beautiful snake. Now, snakes are reptiles, so when it's cold, they don't move much. And he asks her to take me in. Kind of like Schreier. Vote me in, and I will not vote for Pelosi. I won't take any money from Pelosi, but then he did. Then she did. So, she picks the snake up. She puts him inside her coat, keeps him warm, and takes him home. And the snake warms up. She pets the snake. She loves the snake. It's a beautiful snake. It's got beautiful colors. It's a poisonous snake. And the snake bites her. The snake goes ahead and takes money from Pelosi. The snake goes ahead and votes for Nancy Pelosi. And the woman cries out, "Why did you do this? I loved you. I saved your life. I took care of you." And he tells her to shut up. Pretty woman. Silly woman. You knew I was a snake all along. Our politicians, not all of them, but the majority of them are snakes. They want power. And money. There's a campaign for Nancy Pelosi to give her money back that she made. $31 million. They've been getting rich on the pandemic, my friends. While Americans die. While Americans' children do without an education. While Americans' children are set back with their... with their growth, not able to read people's lips or to recognize facial expressions. These things are important to the development of a child, but they don't care. They're snakes, and they don't care. Now, Donald Trump did it in reference to the 2020 election. But when you stop and think about it, it has to do with every election. How they get out there and they lie to you and they tell you, if you elect me, I'll do this or I won't do that. Remember 2012? I haven't forgotten. Give us the majority, the Republicans said. We'll defund Planned Parenthood. We'll defund Obamacare. Let's go back to something here that I failed to share with you. And that is where they're wanting to change the electoral. And it's not just Republicans. I mean, Democrats. It's Republicans. So here it is. Guess who they are? The NPR adds that certain Republicans, including Senator Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, Susan Collins from Maine, have been involved in the talks to address the law. Collins told reporters that reforming the Electoral Court Act is the centerpiece of the bipartisan group's discussion. You notice they're always bipartisan when they're ready to bite you like a snake. Do they think we're stupid? Yes, they do. Mitch McConnell, "I believe I said if we could go back and find it," we won't do that. I'm not going to torture anybody. When Mitch McConnell became the majority leader, nothing's going to change. Nothing. I'm not overly fond of Kevin McCarthy. They're snakes. And I wrote that article a long time before we ever knew anything about Donald Trump running for president. And so my husband looked at me, and Rudy texted me. There it is. The snake. Great song. Great moral. Don't trust a snake. You're better off to stomp on it. Stomp its head. Remember, that's Passion of the Christ? That was the beginning of the show. Christ smashed the head of the serpent. You can't trust a snake. We're being led by a bunch of snakes. And they're going to bite us every time, folks. And they're killing our liberty. Constantly killing our liberty. I'm not against these non-profit organizations, but I'm not given to them either. Because it's up to we the people. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but you better start getting some action going to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.